1963. I did a show in Alabama. I think it was Wilson, Alabama. And I had this plane. It was a low-wing aircraft. And the sun was bright as could be, so I wore the shades and put the regular glasses down by the seat. And when I got off the plane, I grabbed my luggage and left the other pair of glasses. And then I flew straight to New York and then on to London for the opening show with the Beatles. It was my first tour of England and their first big tour. And it was we each headlined the show. It was the Roy Orbison Beatles show. And the thing was that the tour sold out in 1 hour. I think it was a 6 week tour.
I can imagine, yeah.
So it sold out in 1 hour, and I was caught on opening night with nothing but shades. So the United Press and Associated Press and all the Reuters and all these people were there to take pictures. And they all got pictures of me in shades, and everything went so fantastic that I figured I'd better leave them on, you know. So it's not a gimmick, and I see very well, and I'm not blind or crippled or crazy. But
it's been kind of a good luck thing for you.
It's a good luck charm. It's, it's not a gimmick. It was a thing that happened. I don't think you could design an image, Joe, and have it hold up for you. I don't think it would work.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything about someone who tries to be as natural as they can makes it better. So it's not a stage gimmick.
Roy, in 1962, you had a song called Dream Baby.
Yes, that was a song, Joe, written by Cindy Walker. And who's a gal from Texas that writes a lot of great songs, you know. You Don't Know Me, she wrote, and dozens of hit records. And she sent this tape, and there was nothing on it but her and the piano, which was enough. But we started in the studio to work it up, and it wasn't an arranged song. We just started playing it to see what would happen, and it turned out to be a good record. I'm not much of a drinker. I don't drink much. It's out of choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't agree with me, but I remember on the Candyman session, we had cut, that evening, we cut Crying, and we cut Blue Bayou, and we cut Mean Woman Blues, and we had five hits out of three sessions back to back.
It's not bad.
Not bad. So everybody got a little bit tired, and I sent out for a couple of cans of beer for each of the guys who were playing on the session. And we turned the lights down low, and I told everybody, let's just start playing. So Candyman was born that way. So it's never been a chore as such. It's never been a problem or anything that wasn't pleasant. It's always been a lot of fun.